Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Yeah, you see that, Rena? That's a fist pump. That's a fist pump you make when you win hockey games. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Mm. That's also what he does after sex, too, from what I hear.
It's like you're pouting.
Yeah. I'll talk about the Jets game a little bit later on this morning. Marilyn Manson tickets to give away later on in the show. That's the one coming to town in April. MTS Center. The Marilyn Manson. We'll play more Monroe or Manson coming up on the show. That and a whole lot more. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for Barley Brothers. If you're catching a movie at Polo Park, after the show, bring your ticket stub for a 10% discount at Barley Brothers, 655 Empress. A provincial review board will decide if Vince Lee will be allowed to move into a group home in Winnipeg. At his annual psychiatric review on Monday, Lee's treatment team recommended he be transferred from the Selkirk Mental Health Center to a mental health unit at Health Sciences Center and that he gradually be given unsupervised visits in Winnipeg. After that, the team says Lee could possibly move into a supervised group home that would be staffed 24/7. Lee was found not criminally responsible after killing Tim McLean on a bus in 2008. The board will issue their decision next week. Fort McMurray Emergency Services have determined that the chemical that the family was exposed to on Sunday afternoon is phosphine. An 8-month-old baby died after being exposed while 4 other children remain in hospital, all in critical condition. Police say the family was using the powerful pesticide to get rid of bed bugs in the apartment.
I wondered about that. They did an expose on this stuff on like Dateline or something and how they use it in some hotels in countries where they don't, where the restrictions aren't as tight as they are in North America.
Yeah, right. That's kind of a twist on this story is that they had, because you can't, regular people can't buy this type of pesticide. It's extremely poisonous. You have to be like a contractor, you know, lawn care, that kind of thing. And then, so they were wondering how this family even got it. They brought it back from Pakistan when they went for a visit. So they illegally brought it into the country and they were using it in their home and it just filled up the room and one of them, their 8-month-old daughter.
There you go. And the story that I saw was travelers, a lot like you do when you go backpacking in Thailand or whatever, they were staying in hotels and mysteriously not waking up in the morning, and there was a whole bunch of tourists that this was happening to, and they figured out it was this bed bug pesticide that these hotels were using.
Oh. Yeah. Yikes. Scary. And if you're a criminal, it's probably not a good idea to advertise that on the internet. A Manitoba woman is now facing charges after putting up a ton of stolen items for sale on Kijiji. 22-year-old Jamie Jenick of Riverton posted items for sale on the website the day after she did a break and enter in a home in January. The homeowners saw their possessions online the next day and called police, who went and arrested her.
Wow.
Jesus. At the same time that you say criminals shouldn't advertise, government does it all the time. They advertise everywhere. Just saying.
Just a rock and roll, yeah.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 610, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
Minus 17 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at minus 22 right now.
And as Wheeler outlined right off the top, we got a busy show this morning.
Always do.
Marilyn Manson tickets. What time exactly are those going to happen?
8:20.
Okay, 8:20 this morning. Good stuff.
Now, it's been one week officially since Lent started. Now, for those that don't know what Lent is, this is a Catholic Christian tradition when Jesus went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights with no water, no food right before the Last Supper. Before Passover. So people do that before Easter, and I do it not because I'm Christian, because I need to stop drinking, basically. So I
clean
give up.
Out your system. It's the one time a year where you don't drink, 6 to 10 beer a day.
Yeah, and it's having, I honestly feel worse when I wake up. I know that makes zero sense, but it's such a change to my biological system that
I call that withdrawal.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I do not wish that upon anybody. It's terrible.
Right. Usually means that you drink way too much when that starts happening, when you quit.
Mm.
It could also be called a wake-up call.
Wake-up call. I thought we got rid of that last year. No, but it was funny because my doctor, he says, how much do you usually drink? And I was like, I don't know, depends on the day, but I'd say on average about 6 beer a day. And he's like, you drink 6 beer a day? And I said, yeah. And
he goes, so 42 a week?
And he said, and you're... like, you're not shaking when you stop drinking? I said, no. I said, I just wake up with a hangover when I don't drink. Does that make sense? Zero sense.
No.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen for probably a couple of weeks. You're going to feel like crap all the time because you're used to that glow that six beer gives you. Kind of like that glow. I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't we all?
And now, what's trending?
All right, so this is this kind of affects a lot of people, including Canada, as it does sometimes when Congress, U.S. Congress passes bills or whatnot. But the XL Keystone Pipeline, which has been a huge, huge point of contention with Canadians and Americans, the labor force is saying that they want it to happen, and it's supposed to go from Hardisty, Alberta, all the way down through to the States. It's basically a new pipeline, and it would create a lot of jobs for Americans and Canadians. And Obama, even though Congress has passed it, Obama vetoed it. He says no. And a lot of people are criticizing, saying he's too close to environmental extremists. He's too close to these environmental groups who are against it. And he's forgetting about the average American worker. So it actually directly affects Canada as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure it does. It looks like it was going to go, and he vetoed it. It still could pass, but they have to vote. I think two-thirds of Congress has to re-vote it again. So we'll have to see what happens. This is Obama's third veto in 6 years. Bush had like 12, Reagan had 78, but presidents get a chance to veto bills, and he has.
Hardisty, Alberta, that's where they did that TV show where all the women out of the town. Remember that show? It was a reality show, and they took all the women out of the town.
They did that in Hardisty, Alberta.
Hardisty, that's what he just mentioned, Hardisty. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, they did a show there, and I watched a couple episodes, and then I don't know how to do laundry. Like, well, when's my wife coming back?
I had a friend who lived in Hardisty, and there was lots of people in the town who refused to take part in the reality show because they thought it was stupid, so they refused to sign the contract, so the cameraman had to go around because it was called When the Women Left.
Yes.
So there were no women, so all the women who actually stayed had to, like, hide from these cameras that were just, like, all over town following families. She said it was really weird.
Yeah, Okay, Alex Ovechkin has turned things around this season. Barry Trotz, good Manitoba product, is getting a lot of the credit. If you look at Ovechkin's numbers, this is astonishing to me. He scored 51 goals last year and was a minus 35. Like, how is that even possible? This year he's got 38 goals and he's a plus 12. So a total
huge
turnaround. Barry
Trotz
is getting comparisons to when Scotty Bowman turned around Steve Yzerman's career. A little early to go there.
I don't know if Bowman ever turned around Yzerman's career. Yzerman was always awesome. He just finally put good players around him.
But he did make him a more, Yzerman has admitted that Bowman made him a more defensively responsible player.
He made him a Selke candidate. Mm-hmm. I would admit to that. Better of a two-way player.
So Trotz was on Sportsnet yesterday and he was asked, you know, what is it? What's your magic formula with Ovechkin? And here's what he had to say.
I made it pretty simple. Really, I wanted him to go back to left side. I thought he was more dangerous there. Asked him, you know, when you have the puck, I want you to do what you do. When you don't have the puck, I want you to do what I want you to do. And if you do that, you'll have the puck more.
When you have the puck, do whatever you want. When you don't have the puck, do whatever I want.
I like Trotz.
So for all of you who complained when you got U2's free album on your iTunes account, you all lied. Because a study that was done in January says that U2 accounted for 23% of all the music listened to on an iOS device in that month.
So
that
even
was
the
free download.
Yeah, but hang on. No, I don't like people would call liars. Did I listen to the record? Absolutely. Did I enjoy it? Nope. And then I deleted it off my iPhone. But
well,
I did listen
people,
to it.
And that the
it's
album
effective.
Got released. Yeah, but this is as of January, and that album got released in the fall when they did that.
So
right.
In other
so
words,
people have kept it on their phones for that long
because they don't know how to delete
this.
It.
Well, yeah.
Well listen to it. Yeah. Damn it.
The study also found that coming in second place, the most listened to on your iOS device is a Taylor Swift with 11%, and then your girl Katy Perry next at 8%.
Of course.
Yeah.
But so that would be called an effective campaign by U2 and Apple, then. More bands are going to look to do that.
I don't know. I think
there's a quote from Bono in the article, and it says that it was a very risky experiment, but today we are proud to say our experiment worked.
I don't know. I honestly think it kind of damaged their credibility. It's like there was.
As an artist, I think from other artists, I think it damaged their credibility, but I think from fans, they're like, woo, free music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, it was kind of like, hey, no longer are we going to give you the choice to download our music. We're going to force you to do it.
Wow.
So at that kind of point, it was kind of like, wait a second.
But in today's day and age, we hear it over and over, bands have to get creative to get their music out there.
Mm.
Hey, go ahead. If that's what you want to do, you two.
That's what's trending with us. What's trending with you? Go to 92cityfm.ca.
News is for South Beach Casino and Resort with day trips starting at $20, including a free lunch. For details, visit southbeachcasino.ca. So Toronto police say they have no reason to believe there is any safety concern stemming from the discovery of that tunnel near the Rexall Center at York University. We were talking about this yesterday. Officials say a platform covered with dirt concealed a hole with a ladder down it. So that led down 10 feet to a 33-foot tunnel that was walled with plywood and had a reinforced ceiling. There were light bulbs, gas cans, a sump pump, a generator.
They found Rob Ford down there.
Like, my God.
Drinking.
An extension cord, food containers, a rosary hanging on the wall. They have no clue who made the tunnel, and no one has ever come back. So they say that there's no criminal offense for digging a hole. So if someone does come back, they can't charge them unless they know there was known criminal activity
the
hole.
That's why I'm kind of bummed out about this, because they're like, we're going to fill it. Yeah. Why would someone dig a hole? It's like someone dug a hole. Like, maybe they're a little doomsday prepper. Maybe they don't technically own that property.
Yeah, but you do want to do it like the tunnel you have under your house.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's your property, right?
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure this tunnel isn't up to safety standards.
But you can't go dig one. This is on,
this is right by the university,
on
yeah.
public property.
Yeah.
You can't start digging Dave Wheeler tunnels.
Why not?
I'm like, this is a pretty big tunnel.
Your own tunnel. Do whatever you want there. Play tunnels with your wife and bunker, but not on public property.
It's ridiculous. How else am I going to smuggle booze across the border? City FM World Class Rock, 6:37 Wednesday morning. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Minus 17 is the high for today. We're at minus 22 this morning.
If you're in the mood for perusing 92cityfm.ca, wasting some time at work, there's some pretty cool stuff up there. Sesame Street did a parody of House of Cards.
Very funny.
It's well done. So we can have a look at that as well. Something that the Age put up. I guess Slash doesn't look at the crowd during shows. So it's Slash and why he won't look at the crowd.
Never really has. I think it was part of the deal with the top hat and the long hair.
Okay. So have a peek.
It's possible. Hey, Rena. I want to talk about this again. I'll tease real quick. 7 o'clock, right? At 7 o'clock. Brand new Scott Whelan, Stone Temple Pilots former frontman. He has a new record called Blaster coming out. It's been the topic of ridicule on this show for the past couple of months because he actually said, I need help with the album, as in money.
Yeah, his fans are funding the album. March 27th is the date that it comes out.
And Modzilla, the name of the new track, will play Hit or Miss coming up right at 7 o'clock this morning, right after the 7 o'clock news. We'll play the song and then your chance
you
to phone
it.
You
may be surprised.
We won't lean which way. We won't tell you which way Rena J is leaning.
We now know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Rena, you went and saw 50 Shades of Grey over the weekend. Yep. This is a phenomenon. I mean, the books were huge. The movie now huge. Mm-hmm. And you said you kind of fell asleep a little bit, but you said the sex scenes were good. But there's one thing that stood out to me that when you were talking about, when you kind of gave it a bit of a review, that I wouldn't say it was cause for concern, but it was certainly a cause for discussion. But you made the reference, there's a lot of bush in the movie.
Okay.
You made that mm-hmm. reference. And I'm wondering if that's going to be a trend.
More bottom half nudity?
No, more.
You mean like is
more
the bush
pubic
coming
hair.
Back?
Yeah, oh. Is the pubic hair
the
on the ladies
back?
Making the comeback?
Oh, I see.
Because, I mean,
I think the reason they, in the book.
By the way, listen. If you got kids listening right now, maybe tuck them away. We're gonna have a little pubic hair chat for a second, okay?
Little grown up talk.
Just that, you know. But I mean,
in the book, it's specifically written that he's got like a list of rules before she can officially become he's the dominator or whatever. Her partner, she has to sign a contract, and in the contract, she has to shave to her downstairs. It's part of the deal. So he, like, there's a whole thing in the book, and I did read the first half
downstairs,
of the book.
Downstairs, good word. I like that. See, get and, the kids back in here. Okay. Rena's being smart about this.
It's all innuendo now.
Go. It's okay.
Good work,
all
Rena.
All innuendo.
But in the movie, that they just cut that out completely, and they just kept her full bush the whole time. So I don't know. I don't think it had anything to do with, like, being trendy. I think they were trying to show her innocence because she is a virgin, and the point of the movie is that she's learning about sex, but she's learning about it in this whole other world that most people don't really explore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just trying to show how young and innocent she is. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say that's even more so leaning towards a trend if they're kind of throwing that out there. Because, like, ever since, like, I would say when I started looking in, you know, when I found Dad's Playboy stash, right? Back in the day, we're talking like early 90s.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
just kind of transitioning. I mean, the big, healthy, you know, forest, we'll
yes.
call it.
The 70s look,
sure.
the 80s look.
And
yeah,
then it
yeah.
became a little more streamlined.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It became a little more streamlined. Like, it was still mm-hmm. there, but I mean, you would see, you know, designs and, you know, a little more
right.
streamlined, as I said. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, it was just, you know, hardwood floor.
Yeah.
That was the trend. I mean, you open up any bit of, you know, pornography or, you know, videos, or it was just hardwood.
Yeah.
nice and smooth.
So now you're worried it's getting back to the
80s. Well, not necessarily worried. 80s. Like, listen. Like,
it's all personal preference. I think some women, you know, have never gotten into the hardwoods. They've always, mm-hmm. you know, personally, I say bring it back. I like it.
You, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a renaissance man with that stuff. Not within reason. Within reason. Like, I don't want 70. 70s was... A little out of control.
So you,
it's out of control.
I don't know. I'm just laughing at Phil because he usually has this huge beard, and I just feel like Phil. I don't know how to say it
down there
without it coming out wrong. But like,
so I think what Phil is saying, I don't think he wants the Amazon up to the belly button.
No,
I just feel like there's going to be a lot belt. Of rug rash. You know,
no belt.
He's got the beard. She's got the full bush. I just see things going.
But
mad,
I think you say you're looking for more of like what we would call like maybe a landing strip. Or a mohawk.
Even more than a little bit like a ta-da prize. Like, ta-da.
Hey.
Yeah, like, hey, you've uncovered something important.
Oh, you want cookie cutter shapes.
Oh, so like maybe sure. a little heart-shaped box, if you will.
I call it the triangle. I like the triangle. It's usually, you know, I have no problem with that.
Okay, well, tell you what. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll open up the phone lines here. And I would specifically like to hear from the women. And if you could throw in your age and your preference as far as what you do, like Rena said, downstairs. Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity. Just trying to gauge as far as a trend here. That's all. Scientific. It's scientific. We could probably get a grant from the government for doing this.
These things are important. We need to stay on top of this stuff.
Extremely important. 6:42 now. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Don't go anywhere. All right, 6:49, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Arena. We're talking pubic hair this morning. The reason why 50 Shades of Grey. Listen, that movie made so much goddamn money that we have to talk about this, okay? It's a juggernaut at the theater. And if you think, oh my God, they're talking about pubic hair on Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Arena, how appalling. Grow up, okay? we're doing a scientific trend
it's
here.
Body hair.
Right.
Everybody has it once you turn what?
I'd say about 14, 15.
Well, mine came along at like 8.
Well, you're a beast. You are a beast of burden.
Puberty was tough. Worst day, really tough day in my life.
780 City, CITI 2484. Because in 50 Shades of Grey, Anastasia? Is that her name? The character?
Anastasia Steele.
Okay, yeah. Anastasia. She's got the bush. She's rocking the 70s bush in the movie. Mm-hmm. From Rena's review.
Is it 70s or just, you know, ample?
I wouldn't say 70s.
70s is out of
70s
control.
Makes it sound out of control. It's not like
she's not
insane.
Wearing a hair belt. She's not wearing a hair
like
belt.
Like I said, I think the producers just wanted you, the director wanted you to know that she's like young and innocent.
So that's like a beaver belt?
The kind
would you compare it to a beaver belt?
They don't put the camera on it and zoom in, Wheeler. It's like flashes. It's quick. It could be at an angle. It's like you see it. You know it's there, but you don't know how much. You don't know how far or big or whatever. You just
do you remember
see it
Jenny
quick.
McCarthy in Playboy about 15 years ago?
How could I forget?
Yeah, that was like that, I bet you. I haven't seen the movie, but it's nothing that makes you go, jeez.
No, you're not like appalled or disgusted by it.
But it's there.
It's just there. Whatever.
Now, and we're just kind of curious, like, is this a trend? Because as far as, you know, I've been looking at pornography, and I found my dad's Playboys. Mm-hmm. It's been that hardwood kind of shaved down to the wood kind of look. And that's been the popular style.
And we're married men, Wheels, so we're not out there seeing what's happening trend-wise. That's why we need our listeners.
Exactly.
We see one. And
make sure you hit record on this. I'd like to listen to it later. These phone calls, that is.
Okay. Hi, City.
I just want to know what's Rena rocking out.
It's in your business.
Oh, I didn't think she was going to divulge that.
You actually have on this show before.
I have multiple times. Yeah.
That's a secret.
I get the laser hair removal, It's hardwood forever, baby.
That's between her shower head, and her boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
780 City, go ahead.
If the ladies want us guys to go muff diving, there really shouldn't be a hairnet waiting for us there.
Yeah. You know when you use the term muff diver.
Yeah, you guys
diver,
can do the same too, you know,
absolutely.
Right?
It gives away your age when you use muff diver, when you use a term like that.
I don't know. The way I look at it, when I'm making out with my wife, I'm not licking the top of her head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right.
If you are, you are doing it wrong, my friend.
Exactly.
Google it.
780 City, 780-2484. You can also, social network us. Not everybody wants to talk about it.
Send pictures.
That information.
Go to the website and send pictures if you would like.
We
would like.
God.
What? Well, I just want to make some sort of kind of algorithm.
92 City FM distributing pornography now.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is this Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, the 70s, muff and call it a frickini.
A frickini.
Fratini.
This isn't, we're not looking for nicknames for it.
By the way, just for the record, I love the fact that I said, we'd like to hear from the women. Not a single woman's called yet. Listen, so either you're not listening or you don't care.
And the kind of guys calling,
listen.
Let's go muff diving.
Well, let me tell you a little something about the muff.
Muff dive. I haven't heard that forever.
Oh, God. Hi, City. Hello.
Good morning.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Thanks for all the ladies for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Ah, there you go. Our scientific research is done for the day. We've achieved nothing. 6:53, we'll take a quick break. News, weather, sports is next.
City traffic.
Oh, we're learning about the muff this morning.
Well, hey, listen, as far as from what we heard from the females, one for one have the hardwood.
Yes.
Thanks, Rena.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, that's brand new from Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, Modzilla. Let's get it back to the hook. Here's the thing, when you have a lead singer that goes out and does a solo project, it's always going to sound a little bit like the band because, you know, he is the frontman, he is the voice. But the DeLeo brothers have that certain kind of guitar sound that...
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, the cohesiveness, the chemistry is missing. But...
Like when you think Dead and Bloated and Wicked Garden, that's the DeLeo brothers' impact on STP. And
absolutely,
you don't feel it in that song.
And it's funny because, like, when you hear Chester Bennington singing with Stone Temple Pilots, you go, it's that guitar sound that's almost louder than the voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's missing something as well. I mean, if you're a big fan of STP, it's never going to be the same. But I would say that sounds rather STP-ish. Surprise, surprise.
I liked it.
Yeah. So Blaster is the name of the record from Scott Weiland. He had a Kickstarter. This is this internet thing where you go, and if you have a project, you can go on and see what people think. And if public opinion proves true, they will give you money to kind of launch your project. So he went to Kickstarter to say, help me record my album.
Yeah.
It's out the 27th of March. The name of the record, Blaster. First single called Modzilla. We're going to do Hit or Miss. Okay? So your chance to call in at 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. You say hit or you say miss. We take 10 calls, and if it's over 50%, then maybe we'll play it again.
Hi, City.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Miss, eh?
Yes.
Marina, you keeping track?
Yep.
Hello.
One.
Any chance we can get Weiland back on heroin?
Yeah. You know what's funny is I always giggle because after he cleaned himself up, he had to go to court to prove that he cleaned himself up so he could only do community service and not jail time. And he sat there in front of the judge. He's like, yeah, I'm clean 100%. Then they released that video with like the grayscale Teletubbies and he's dancing around doing this. And I'm going, how did you convince a judge that you're off drugs?
I know.
I don't understand that.
Once a performer, always a performer.
I think it was Sour Girl, the video for Sour Girl, I think it was.
Yeah, good song. Hi, City.
It's got some potential, but the recording quality is not the best. Live.
So you're going with Miss?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hello, Hit or Miss on the new Weiland song.
Hey, are we still talking about clam dipping?
Sure.
No.
Hi.
It was a hit.
Okay, yeah.
204-780-CITY, hi.
Hit or Miss?
Yeah.
I'd say Miss.
Okay. Yeah.
Not going the way you expected, eh, RJ?
Good morning, City.
Hello?
Hit or miss?
Go ahead.
I would say it's a hit as far as at least it sounds like real music.
Yeah, I agree. Like, is it earth-shattering? No, but it's not a bad song.
Can I back it up here a little bit and just play a little bit more? Well, I just want to play that hook again, because the hook I like. I mean, regardless what you say about the live recording.
It's got
moments of that classic.
I could hear it on City. I could. Hi, City. What do you think?
I think it's a hit, but the only reason people are dissing it because they know it's Scott. So if Scott wouldn't, you guys didn't tell him it was Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
Should have played it as a mystery track.
People are typically pretty hard on bands when we do hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of misses, according to our listeners. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely a hit.
Okay. Definitely. Put it down for one
We're
and a half.
Up.
That was definitely it.
We're tied.
We're tied. Come
back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Definitely smells under the fancy blue toilet water.
That's a miss.
Okay,
that's
so
a miss.
Miss.
It was the same guy who
one
called
more.
About clam diving earlier. So one more,
one
to,
more for 10.
To decide it all.
All right. What are we at right now? We're at six.
No, five. Five misses, four hits.
Whew.
Yeah.
High City.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Miss, but then you replayed it again, and it's kind of groovy, so.
Yeah,
groovy.
I think people need to hear it a couple times.
Usually with music.
Yeah, with these songs.
Say no
yeah.
more, Rita J.
Well,
here we go.
Up.
An encore presentation.
So it's tied. So this decides it.
Hello.
Oh, really? You have the deciding call. And that's what you deliver.
No, we leave it at a tie.
Okay.
We leave it at a tie like the old NHL days. No shootout. 50-50 on Scott Whalen's new song, Modzilla. 7:12, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita. Listen, you know me. I don't like pumping my tires too much. You know me. I'm pretty humble.
Is it the same person?
Are we talking
person?
About the same Dave Wheeler?
pretty humble guy for the most part.
That was your
you
favorite
know.
Pastime.
Kind of. Kind of keep my head down,
yeah.
You know, mind my own business, and you know, don't really celebrate the little things.
No, that's, never.
That's just
no.
Me. But listen, I'm standing on my soapbox here for a second because
did you lose another 3 pounds?
What? No. Oh. No, actually, I've lost 4. But thanks for noticing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, since
I didn't notice. You just told us yesterday.
It was yeah, 4 pounds I've lost since I quit drinking a week ago for Lent. Mm-hmm. But no, for those that have been kind of following along with the show, since the snow started falling, I kind of made it a project in my backyard because I mean, hey, I grew up in Fort McMurray, north of 60. Cold as balls all the time, very similar climate, nice dry cold. So one thing you got to realize when you live in a climate like this is you can't get handcuffed by the weather.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You can't.
Especially
just
when you don't want to leave your house. So what you do right. is you build a rec center in your backyard.
Exactly, a winter wonderland. So what I did is I actually made a project, and luckily I'm on well water, because if I was on city water, there's no way I'd be able to afford to do this. But I built almost a full-size curling rink in my backyard. It's about 25 feet short from hack to hack.
The best part about it is you don't even curl.
That is the best part. Yeah. I will hand it to you. You build this night in, night out. You're out there working at this. So you would think you're an avid curler who plays in like a rec league on weekends, but you don't.
No.
You play once a year. You don't even play that much. You guys go out and look at the, you're like, look at the rink. Look what I built. All right, let's drink.
Yeah, I feel like you spend more time standing around staring at it, proud of your work, than actually playing on it, you know?
And then that's it. It'll just, you know, won't get used the rest of the winter.
Well, what it ended up being, it actually ended up working really good because I've got just a small little hockey rink, right? Yeah. So basically this is like some interlocking brick that I threw some water down, pushed the snow out, threw some water down, and it's perfect for my 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
It's more than enough rink for
it's
him.
It's comfortable with the ice.
Right. Yeah. And then if you kind of just like over this little hump of ice that I built onto the big long stretch, it was a great day, you know, for when my buddies would come over. If we wanted to throw on our skates and throw the puck around and throw some sauces out there, we had like 100 feet of ice that we could throw the puck. So it ended up being like an extension of the skating rink where you could whip back and forth on the rink in the backyard. And I just put the lines down over the past week, which was a huge pain in the ass because when you watch curling, when you watch like the Brier or the Scotties Tournament of Hearts, or even if you go to the Granite Curling Club or the Fort Carey Curling Club, whichever club, they have ice paint, like actual paint that is made for the ice. Like, you know, when you go to a Jets game, that ice is painted white. That's not a natural ice color. And it's easier to see the puck and it's easier to see the rocks and everything.
Sure.
So to actually do it with spray paint eats through ice horribly because I don't know if it's the aerosol or what it is, but I was literally down on my hands and knees and I was spray painting everything all the way around the lines. And I did it for two reasons. Number one, again, because I like getting outside, and just because it's winter, it's not going to stop me. And it got me out of the house, which is very important. If anyone's married with kids, it's important to get out of the house sometimes. It really is.
Sometimes.
He goes out, this is Dave Wheeler.
All the time.
He works till we work till like 11 here. Then he goes out for lunch every single day.
Not every day,
but
most days.
Most 4 days a week. And then
you
go home.
Nap.
Go nap for a couple hours, and then go outside for the rest of the night. You are the last of the great family men.
And that's why my wife and I get along so well. But no, my son comes outside with me, and, you know, he shovels. And trust me, it's shoveling that area. That's not easy either. That's a pain in the ass, too.
And so what happens after this Saturday when you have everybody over and they all...
Then it turns back into a skating rink.
That's a skating rink again.
That turns back into a skating rink.
Cool.
But I've actually... Phil, remember when I told you the old, if you build it, they will come?
Right.
Vic Peters, former Brier champion, is coming over to show me how to pebble and show
he
me...
He lives in your neighborhood, doesn't he?
He's in the neck of the woods. He's in the Kildonans.
Yeah.
He's in the Kildonans.
This is all why he surrounded himself with curlers as friends over the past
this
year.
So he can get some help with the rink.
Plot for years just to have curlers over.
And again, literally, I have no idea how to curl. Not a clue.
Because there was an actual curling event that came up around here. right? It was at Jenna Kahn. She's like inviting us all to a Bonspiel. What's it called?
Manitoba Music.
There you go. Yeah. And I'm like, Wheels, you're going to be playing. You're Joe Curling now. Nah, I don't even like, I'm not a good curler.
No, I'm horrible.
I don't like curling.
I'm horrible. I don't know how to throw a rock. I don't know how to sweep properly.
Curling rink in your yard.
Exactly. But I love watching it. 7:24.
Good use of your time, Wheeler.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. 7:24 News, Weather, Sports is next.
City traffic.
Now, the question is, are you guys going to come by and throw a few rocks on said curling rink?
It's my boy's birthday party on Saturday. I'd love to, but it's I can't make it happen.
Rena?
It's my dog's birthday party. I'm just really busy.
Well, I guess if you build it, they won't come. I was completely wrong.
No major issues in traffic right now. If you have any tips, you can let us know at 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
The fun starts here.
At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports.
Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So it seems a lot more people liked that Free U2 album on their iTunes account than we thought. A study was done by a research group in January, and apparently U2 accounted for 23% of all the music listened to on iOS devices. The next biggest artist was Taylor Swift at 11%, and then Katy Perry at 8%.
Well, I wouldn't say people necessarily liked it. I mean, I saw it was on my iPhone, and I went and I listened to it a couple times, and then I deleted it. But I listened to it. Doesn't necessarily mean I enjoyed it, though.
Well, like I said earlier this morning, like the album came out in the fall, and if you're still listening to it in January, then you like it.
Yeah, right? I would disagree.
23% of what people were listening to for the entire month of January was U2. Really huge number.
First thing, I just got it right out there. I just got it right off my iPod. I didn't even listen to it, but I have a hard time arguing with the. You know, you got the Foo Fighters does their big documentary with HBO. U2 puts their whole album on iTunes or on when you buy the phone. We've heard this over and over. You have to find creative ways to get your music out there in today's day and age. So more power to you.
Yep.
Dancing with the Stars. So yesterday we talked about how Michael Sam, who's the first openly gay football player to be drafted in the NFL, he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and they've released the rest of the cast list. Red Foo. Who is that guy from LMFAO? The I'm Sexy and You Know It, or whatever that song, he's gonna be on the show.
Okay, super.
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle, which is a crazy hair back in the day. Why do I know that?
Yeah, she's gonna be on the show. One of the Hunger Games actresses, Willow Shields. Suzanne Summers is gonna be on.
The Thighmaster.
Mm-hmm. One of the actors from Glee, there's an Olympic gymnast on the show.
Mary Lou Retton.
Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor Willis, is going to be on the show.
Okay.
They didn't give the gymnast name? The it wasn't Mary Lou Retton, right?
Carrie Strug. I hope it's Carrie Strug.
I'm not sure. Okay. No, I took it out.
Couldn't have. You would have known.
It was some random Olympian.
Irrelevant. Okay, Wheeler, get your dancing shoes on. I know you're going to want to groove to this one.
Don't encourage him.
Life is like do you remember this?
This is from a soundtrack.
It's a TV show opening.
Is this DuckTales?
Yeah,
there you go.
Some big news from Disney. They are going to be redoing DuckTales. They're bringing it back.
Yeah. It's a movie or a TV show?
TV show, like the TV show that they used to do. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Donald Duck, and then Scrooge,
and Uncle Scrooge, yeah.
They're all going to be involved in the TV show. The only thing that sucks is we have to wait until 2017 to watch it.
But
it'll be Saturday morning cartoons with your kids, at least maybe something a little
better. The cartoons are on 24/7 now.
I guess. Well,
Disney Channel,
Rita. They did have a DuckTales movie. It came out in 1990. Yeah.
Really? I never saw that.
It was really good. It was like a genie in a lamp.
I know.
Scrooge McDuck, Richard.
The thing I remember, and Family Guy tackled it very well. Remember Scrooge McDuck? He had that giant vault of all his money.
With all the money. He'd swim.
He'd go swimming. Yeah, he'd put on his little bathing suit, and he'd dive from the top of the vault, and he'd be like, ooh, he'd be splashing around in all of his coins. And then Family Guy actually explained it very well, where Peter Griffin did it, and crash landed. He's like, you can't swim in coins. Disney's are liars.
That's the scoop.
Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
All right, not really our department, but this gentleman has a question about Two for Tuesdays.
I just heard the Two for Tuesday, and they played like one Soundgarden Black Hole Sun and one Audio Slave. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's your count. I know that's not your call, but I think it should be either two Soundgarden or two Audio Slave.
Wow,
because they're different bands. It's the same singer, whatever.
It was a twofer of Chris Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if we played Foo Fighters and Nirvana back-to-back, that'd be like a twofer of Dave Grohl.
If you're playing me Soundgarden followed by Audioslave, I'm not
complaining.
Right, win. I'm not thinking about technicalities on that. Yeah. The only thing that would make it better is if you threw in a third song and it was like Rage Against the Machine.
Or Temple of the Dog.
Right. And I'm super happy. Mm-hmm. Happy, not this guy. He's very unhappy with Winnipeg Radio. And before you get mad to him, you got to hear the end, the whole call.
What the is wrong with Winnipeg Radio? Oh, my God. It's like my ears are throwing up. Holy thank God for you guys. God damn.
Okay, you're welcome.
See, listen. That's what happens when you go trolling around the radio station. It's like when you were a kid. It's like you're only allowed to go this far. Yeah. You know, until you get a little bit older, then your world kind of gets a little bit bigger. Stay inside your neighborhood. See what happens when you go spreading out and you go exploring other...
You become this.
What the f***?
Right, that's what you become.
Exactly. Just stay familiar here with 92 City FM, and you will be a happier human being.
Top Hat Tuesday. I'm not happy at all with this latest...
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yes, you did.
Philly, I heard it from Phil is the news.
That's not
breaker.
True. Brittany Paulus over at Kiss 102.3. I don't know if she championed this or not, but that's where I saw it first.
Yeah, no, I honestly heard it from Philly yesterday for the first time when you were talking about
it. I don't know.
Or on Tuesday.
Maybe it's just her.
Or yesterday was Tuesday.
And we're, who knows? But I was basically saying I will not get on
it's
board.
It's the stupidest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Sorry.
You take a picture of yourself with
you
a top
own
hat.
You a top hat and you take a picture of yourself wearing it every single Tuesday, there is a problem.
What am I able? Lincoln, why do you even have a top hat?
Unless you are Slash, unless your name is Slash, you are not allowed to do Top Hat Tuesday. Or unless you're a hipster.
Just leave it in the tickle trunk for Halloween, you know?
Right.
Like, why would you pull that out every Tuesday? How odd.
Well, this guy has an alternative, perhaps.
I don't want something you can get behind there, Philly. If you don't like Top Hat Tuesdays, how about Topless Tuesdays?
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, I'm on.
Now we're talking.
I can do it.
We should do that during breast cancer. I think we did that during Breast Cancer Week, didn't we?
I think we pushed for it.
I
don't think anybody got on
happened,
board.
But I think Mondays is the one I've seen lately. It's called Man Bun Monday.
Man Bun? Is that apparently, when you roll your penis into your sack and pull it up and make it look like a cinnamon bun?
No.
Man
it's
bun?
A hair bun. I guess guys putting their hairs in those little buns on the top of their head. That's kind of a trendy thing now.
It's not the other one?
Like Charlie Hunnam, how he does it.
It's not the other one?
I think it
you
should
can
be
go
the other
ahead
one.
And
put do that in your
on
hockey
Instagram,
dress,
Wheeler.
Room.
Yeah, put it on your Instagram. Go ahead. On Monday, we'll see the response.
You got to talk like what Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs if you're going to do that.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
Oh,
F me, would you F me?
The stuff I hear on this show.
Okay, speaking of crazy stuff I hear on this show, we had a guy call up yesterday and claim he does alien exorcisms. He extracts the alien out
but
of
but he's not head. Crazy.
Right.
He's not. I believe in it.
My thoughts on this whole alien exorcist dude, if he has to come on the air and say he's not crazy about like 3 or 4 times in a sentence, chances are he's probably crazy. Just saying. And if you're wondering, yes, it's super irritated guy. I feel not so irritated on this cold Tuesday morning. I'm actually having a fantastic morning.
Thank you, super irritated guy.
Not so irritated.
Yeah.
Interesting.
MTS Chance guy has a bit of a problem with something the fans are doing lately.
I love the chance at the arena, but the ref you suck has got to stop. That's not helping us. Every time we do that, they seem to make another bad call.
Yeah, the refs are not paying attention.
Yeah,
to
don't
it.
Pile on.
Yeah. But I don't think the refs hear it, but they're not going, oh, yeah. Oh, are you going to tell me I suck? Now I'm really going to screw you.
I don't know. I would beg to differ the way they've called some of the games at MTS this year, but
I don't see it.
Who knows?
All right, that's it.
8:09 now.
Got a bone to pick?
92 City FM World Class Rock Outshine from Soundgarden, 8:17. My name's Dave Wheeler.
Hi.
Phil Aubrey's here.
Hi.
Rena J as well.
Hi.
It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Hi, we all saying hi.
Hi.
Minus 17 is the high for today.
Hi.
Hello.
Speaking of high.
Hi.
Minus 22. Let's get 22 high. 22 right now.
Let's give away some tickets to Marilyn Manson. How about that? 780 City CITI 2484 coming to town in April at MTS Center. I always look forward to see who's going to be protesting outside of the Marilyn Manson show.
Is that an 80s thing, protesting Marilyn Manson and two live crew?
They don't do that anymore.
Sure they do.
The last show, he was here 2 years ago.
There was a small contingency of people.
I remember there being the news story after the last Manson concert was how the streets filled with all these fans from the Manson show just getting crazy and like jumping on cars and like walking over parked vehicles and stuff.
That's a fun people watching night, Marilyn Manson.
Oh, sure. Yeah, such an interesting crowd there.
When it comes, I don't think Marilyn Manson's ever done this, but Kevin Smith, when he came out with the movie Dogma, there were a lot of Christian and Catholic groups that were protesting the movie. So Kevin Smith went out there with the sign and protested with them.
I had no idea.
That was funny. Tickets right now at 780 City. 204-780-CITI 2484. Rena J has a question. Philly and I are available for lifelines if you're really stuck. Correct answer will land you two tickets to go see Marilyn Manson. Go ahead, Rena.
The average person will make this big change about 11 times throughout their lifetime. What is it?
Oof. 780 City. Go ahead.
Changing jobs.
No.
That would be a big one.
But they say our generation will switch jobs about three times in their lifetime. We're back in the day, like our parents. Like,
oh, one job. That's it. You hated it to the grind jobs? For the rest of your life. But damn it, you win every day. Mm. Hello, City.
Are these tickets for the Marilyn Dennis show?
Yes, Marilyn Dennis.
Yeah. I'm telling you. That, Marilyn Dennis, she was morning show of the year last year. We lost to her. At Canadian Music Week.
I'm going to give that broad a piece of my mind at Canadian Music Week this year.
Speak loud. I think her hearing aid is starting to go.
Do you have a guess?
I don't have a guess.
Okay. Good luck with Marilyn Dennis.
But you know what? She's just as wild as Marilyn Manson on stage, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Her and her Antichrist views.
The average person will make this big change about 11 times throughout their lifetime. What is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Is it change jobs?
No.
Thanks for paying attention.
Hi, City.
What about vehicles?
Vehicles.
No, good guess, though. Mm. Very good guess.
Hello, City.
Good morning.
Let's go with Wheeler.
I'm going to say hairstyles.
See, if it was women.
No.
I would say even dudes.
Dudes? I got a buddy. He's a cop now, Pete. He's had the same box cut hair thing since, like, grade 8. So I don't know if guys.
Yeah, I think guys probably like to have three different haircuts.
Maybe.
Long, medium, short.
I think those are the only options we have, yeah. Hello. Hi, City. Go ahead.
Good morning, City.
Philly.
I was going to say haircuts, honestly, even though I made fun of you.
The average person will make this big change about 11 times throughout their
relationships.
Lifetime.
Have we had that guess yet?
No. Good guess, though.
That's a lot of breakups. Wow.
Hi, City.
Hey, nice and easy. I got this.
Kay. What do you got?
Underwear.
No.
Change your underwear 11 times in your life.
You throw them inside out, you double up on it, but regardless.
Hi. Let's go Wheeler again.
You change this 11 times. You will change your mind 11 times.
No.
We might need a hint, I think.
It's a big change. Job was close.
Oh, job was close.
Okay. Think along the lines of if you were changing your job.
Hi, City.
All the steps that would follow with that.
Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm going to go with South Philly there.
All the steps that would go with changing your job.
Ooh, can I steal your guess?
Go.
You would have to change your where you live.
That is correct. Yeah. The average person
was the correct answer.
11 times the average person moved.
Do you know how many times you've moved, Phil?
Before my folks?
Well, I mean, just in general, in your whole life.
Lots, because my dad used to get transferred all over the place when I was little. He's working for the bank.
Okay, well, let's just go. Since you moved out of your parents' place, how many times?
Okay, so to Lloydminster, back to Winnipeg, back to Lloydminster, to Edmonton, back to Winnipeg.
And that's just cities. That doesn't even count like residences inside of those cities.
Oh, yeah, then you got apartments and houses.
15.
Holy.
For different houses that I've lived in.
And all those were guys that are still looking for you.
I know, right?
Milk cartons, boxes everywhere.
This might be the night Rena comes home.
Supper's ready. Maybe she'll be here.
But how many cities? You've gone from St. Paul to Edmonton to Lloydminster to Winnipeg.
As far as like towns, but actual homes, like how many times have you moved houses? Mm. It's been lots. Because every time I've lived in, I usually live 1 year at some place and then find a new apartment or new lease.
You'll live anywhere. Like you're at a hostel there in Wolseley.
I lived in a walk-in closet for 8 months once.
I'm
not joking.
Son of a bitch. My real estate agent just texted me. He goes, I would love for you to move 11 times. Yeah, I'm sure you would, Mike. Yeah. Not going to happen. I'm done. I'm not moving out of this place until the mortgage is paid off. I'm tired of moving. Because in radio, you move around a lot.
You do. It's one of those jobs.
One of those things. All right, we digress. 8:22, we'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. And then after 8:30, a special guest. We've talked a lot about race and racism and a lot of these things. A lot of these topics have come up. We've got a gentleman who's come down who's helping in the fight against that here in Winnipeg. That's coming up after 8:30. Hang on.
City traffic.
Did you like that hook, Phil? Did you like that? We got in trouble from the boss the other day. Say, you guys don't hook enough. You don't hook the people through. You don't give them a reason to
listen. Whatever, boss. Keep listening to Steppenwolf.
92 City FM, world-class rock, 8:33, Wednesday morning. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
Minus 17 is the high for today with some sunshine. Minus 22 right now.
I think I'm gonna rent Horrible Bosses 2. It's out on demand as of yesterday.
Oh well. Yeah. If I'm gonna get a movie, and I better do it tonight because House of Cards starts Friday.
And don't forget the Jet game tomorrow night. House of Cards Friday. So yeah, you gotta watch it tonight.
I think you should watch The Interview first if you haven't seen that one.
No, really? I haven't.
I loved The Interview. It was really good. I think you'd be surprised. I went in with really low expectations and I loved it.
I just know that once House of Cards hits Netflix, I will binge on that all weekend.
Yeah, but you'll be done all weekend. You'll get it done. I guarantee you'll probably get it done on the weekend.
I'll get it done like Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. It's that good of a show. It really is that good of a show.
I really like binge watching TV. I think I'm more addicted to binge watching than I am the shows.
I liked House of Cards so much, I tried to go back and watch the British version, which was released back in the early to mid 90s. It's awful. Don't waste your time. It's very drab and boring.
Is it?
It's
British. Know that there was an old
lot
version.
A lot of English politicians sitting around drinking tea
with wigs on.
English
politics.
Robes.
Nothing even close to how sinister Frank Underwood is. It's funny, actually, because the reason why they picked Kevin Spacey to be in that role is they found that British fans that were fans of, this is true, Rena, I know you're not going to believe this, but this is true, fans of House of Cards, the British version, they found for some strange reason that fans of that show would watch Kevin Spacey movies.
Really? That was the research?
That was the research. And so they thought, well, let's put Kevin Spacey and do an American version of this.
That's insane.
That strange?
That is. Mm-hmm. And good tidbit, Clavin.
Yeah, it's a well-known fact there, Sammy boy.
Right here.
Could be a Wheeler fact.
No, it's dead. I knew she wouldn't believe me. 8:34, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, and we welcome in Jeffrey Bannon, who you'll
remember
that
favorite people in the city of Winnipeg, Jeff Bannon.
Hi, Jeff Bannon.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Now, let's back up the train here a little bit and start right from the get-go. It was the McLean's Magazine article written by Nancy MacDonald, how Winnipeg is the most racist city in Canada. And there's a lot of people that took offense to that, and there's been a lot of discussion about it. A lot of people written about it. A lot of, very intelligent people sitting down trying to come up with solutions on how to work towards ending it. And a stigma like that in the city. And I like what you have done because you're part of the North Winnipeg Nomads Football Club. And you guys have come up with what I think is a pretty cool idea. Go ahead and tell them the idea.
Yeah, well, it came from listening to your interview. So when we were listening to the interview, my son was in the car and he looked over at me and just gave me a look and then said, Daddy, are we racist? And to try to explain to a 12-year-old, I think I can speak, I can, hold a conversation, but I didn't have the right words to say to him. All I said is, no, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, with my background in designing, sports merchandise and with the football club, how can we start the conversation to, debunk this myth and prove to people that we're not, other than speaking by wearing what we can? Because we could have went on social media, we could have said this, but no one would have paid attention. We're a small football club.
No, Facebook solves all. Didn't you know that?
Okay. Yes. So that's how we started, and it was really easy, with our partners at Home Run Sports. We came up with a design, and I've had a lot of designs, just sitting there from my previous experience with the football club, and we just said, let's show our support, and let's our membership show our support, and we've actually sold just as many orders out of province as we have in province.
Really?
That's awesome.
So it's going really well.
And
basically it's a conversation starter. So it just says racism sucks.
Yeah, and then even on the side, I like the logos on the sleeve.
I heart Winnipeg. Yeah. I love that.
Show the other side that picture of Wheeler there. That looks good too.
No.
And it's like I said, it just now it's starting the conversation because we're doing off-season camps where we have a lot of kids involved in our in the north part of the city. We're a very unique. We call ourselves the United Nations of Football.
Well, I was just gonna say, if there's any part of the city that would understand this topic more than anyone, it's North Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And you guys are a very multicultural football team. I've seen your roster, and it's like a beautiful rainbow of color on that squad, which is great. So, from the guys on your team, what was their kind of initial thoughts on it, and as far as the campaign that you guys started?
Well, it's gone really well, and then what I mean by that is I floated out the idea, and it was the entire North Winnipeg Nomads board. It just wasn't a Jeffrey Bannon initiative, and they came back and they said, obviously I have the connections and the resources to get it done. We got it done very quickly, and now I'm behind orders. So we are, each night we're going in, we're filling orders, and I'm on my suppliers, are they in, because things are going really well, and it's the orders where I'm getting from, from Kingston, to Ottawa, to Alberta, to, it's really, people can relate. And the stories that we're getting emails now of how they've been, dealt with racism, on all different sports, It's, you know, we're even getting a hockey team from northern Manitoba that's going to buy a whole set for them.
No way.
Awesome.
Because you know, the emails that we're getting, and you can relate and you're listening, and you know, as a coach on the sideline, you don't hear everything. Well, we're yelling at the refs, so that's all we do here. You don't hear what sometimes goes on. And you know, I asked my son, I go, do you hear anything like that? He's like, no, I haven't heard anything in a while. And then he stopped. So I'm like, in a while, what does that mean? And he's 12, so how does stuff happen? And you know, he's a stick boy for a lot of the older games. You know, you try to listen and try to hear. We're not naive, but if we can just sort of say, listen, this is unacceptable, and start the conversation, then maybe that's going to debunk this myth.
Well, it's funny because you kind of started off by saying you and your 12-year-old were in the vehicle together. And Phil, this is on the heels of something that you said, and I think it was Dennis Leary who said it. But
oh yeah.
But the fact that, and go ahead and tell the quote from Leary.
Let me see if it's race. You're not born with racism.
You're not born. Basically, the idea, the sentiment of
it's taught.
You learn to be racist. And I think a perfect example of that is your 12-year-old son had to ask, like, Dad, are we? Like you form that symbiotic bond with, you know, with your son, and he had to ask, like, Dad, are we racist? So again, there's an indication of, you know, not knowing. You know, the ignorance of what's going on and having to ask, like, are we?
Yeah, I found it, by the way. Racism isn't born, folks. It's taught. I have a 2-year-old son. You know what? He hates naps. End of list. So that's the great Leary quote about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where can people get these,
yeah,
man? I know
question.
You're behind on orders, but
just head to nomadsfootball.com, and then there's a little link with the images of this and also the T-shirt that we have that says, you know, keep calm, stop racism. An email, which I'll answer. We just don't have a full-time store, so we go in, you know, after hours, fire off an email, get all the information, and we take care of you. And
back lane, how many do you need? Here, open up this box here. Yeah.
And, you know, we believe the only color that we don't like is, you know, the color that the opponent we're lining up against. And as a Leaf fan, I don't like the Habs. And so that's fine.
Bannon.
He had to bring it there.
You know what? You had to bring it there. If you weren't, I'm a lot bigger than me.
But no, I really like these. And how many would you say you have sold already?
100 units.
Wow.
Yeah. 100
units. Awesome. Good.
You're okay with us putting this up on our Facebook page and stuff? Because then, I mean.
Yeah, you're going to get really busy. Yeah. You know that.
Pretty please.
We will throw it up at our Facebook page and at 92cityfm.ca. Nomads.com?
Yeah, no, nomadsfootball.com.
Nomadsfootball.com, the website, if you want to go and order one. I think they're great. Rena, hold it up again there, just so everyone can see. And then if you can't see, if you're on the radio, then go to the website.
The 92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by murraychevrolet.ca.
All right, we talked about this at great length about an hour and a bit ago, but let's touch on it again. I really thought Michael Hutchinson made it clear that he wants to be the number one goaltender down the stretch as the Jets make a push towards the playoffs. And they kept flashing to Andre Pavlik, which, and you'd say it as much as you want, that there's no goalie controversy, but there's a goalie concern, if you will.
Oh, definitely. To the point where I'm just putting the finishing touches on my armchair assassin, which goes up at 92 City FM every week. And that's the topic of it. Goaltending. Should we be worried? Mm. And should Chevy think about getting a veteran goalie at the trade deadline? Because since the All-Star break, both goalies, I mean, we like to dump on Pavs. Mm. That's become a pretty popular thing to do in this city, especially now that Kane's gone. But keep in mind that Hutchinson's also got a sub-900 save percentage since the All-Star break. So neither of them have been playing that good, and nothing will suck the wind out of a great season quicker than some shoddy goaltending. I think the organization has faith that Hutch will find it again.
The only thing I will say is this, when you have a defensive core like the Winnipeg Jets, which is fantastic.
Myers looks great, by the way.
The shots that do get through and do go in the net, a lot of times they're not necessarily, I mean, the Jets aren't giving up a lot of shots.
No, yeah. So when you do, they call, you know, the stinker, the softy. You don't want those finding their way in when you're not allowing a lot of shots to start.
But the way I look at it, if you add another 12 shots to every game, which the defense would give up if they weren't as strong, then your save percentage gets over 900 pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's a tough way to do math, I know, but
The goaltending has, when you look at the quality of the goals that are going in.
A few of them have been going in the Y holes.
Yeah.
You know the Y hole? The one in between, you know, anywhere from the middle of the bicep down to like the middle of the thigh.
The ones
I call that the Y hole. Like, why did it go in that way?
That's called the Y hole. Yeah. But the reason to get confident in Hutch, hopefully again after last night, he played pretty well.
Dustin Byfuglien winning goal last night, 4-2. The Jets beat the Dallas Stars. They have the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night. LA Kings on Sunday. It's not an easy schedule for the Winnipeg Jets, but they're making hay while the sun shines with two points last night. So that's good news.
This on 92 City FM World. class rock.
All right, for those Netflix subscribers, you're going to see some changes over the next couple of weeks. They're platooning a bunch of shows and bringing in a whole bunch of new ones. So it's kind of like you're going to have Three Ninjas, Kickback, Dumb and Dumber, you're not going to have Arachnophobia, Anaconda, The Grey is leaving, Flubber, The Muppet Movie, The Preacher's Wife, all gone, but they are introducing a whole bunch of new ones, Rena. Especially you, because you're on American Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to get Patch Adams, Finding Neverland, The Brothers Grimm, Teen Witch, 30 for 30, The Miracles and Man, Evelyn, Mercy Ride, Monster High, Rules of Engagement, Food Chains, ABCs of Death. So you're going to get a whole bunch of new stuff on Netflix. Yeah, if you're a Netflix subscriber.
They got rid of, there's two Transformers on Netflix. One, which is Transformers Prime. Mm. Awesome. Awesome animated show. Then there's the old school Transformers that, you know, like almost like Spider-Man, the old vintage Transformers.
Sure.
It's awful, but they took that off Netflix. Oh. It's kind of a blast from the past.
No, like the TV show? Because I have the movie on DVD.
The TV show, old animated Transformers cartoon. That was the old
one. That was the one where the actual humans would jump in like these Transformer-ish suits. Remember?
A little bit, yeah. But of course, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. And they've changed Bumblebee over the years.
He used to be a Volkswagen Beetle, yeah. Beetle, and now he's a Corvette, isn't
something
he?
Something way cooler. Is it a Charger or is it a
Camaro? He's a Camaro.
There you go. At any rate, okay, this is great because if you've ever been trolled or seen some guy on the internet trolling like a UFC fighter or professional athlete and gone, man, would you say that to him in person? Well, this guy, Patrick Martin, he was trash talking on Twitter Josh Neer, who's a former UFC fighter. He fights now for Bellator. And Josh Neer was like, hey, man, you're pretty tough on Twitter. Why don't you come down to my gym and we can talk about it? Mm. So this Patrick Martin, who's 6'6", 270, so a big guy, he's like, yeah, absolutely, I think I could take you. So he goes down to Josh Neer's gym, and Josh Neer's only 5'5". Mm-hmm. He's a small fighter, and this troll is 6'6". Didn't matter. Josh Neer kicked the piss out of him. There's a little bit of video that I found on YouTube of basically the big guy giving up. And everybody had to pull Josh Neer off this guy.
Good.
Doesn't matter how big you are. If you're not trained, these MMA guys, man, they are serious business.
As my father would say, it doesn't matter about the size of the dog in the fight. What matters is the size of the fight in the dog.
Or the training in the dog.
And I also saw that on a No Fear t-shirt back in the day, which makes it even more real.
Yes, no Fear.
You remember those?
The coolest brand ever. Man. An Alberta farmer is appealing an impaired driving conviction because he says that he had to drive drunk to catch his runaway cattle before they caused an accident on the highway. So this happened back in October 2012. He said he had worked 20 hours harvesting and baling and then drank about 5 or 6 beers with his brother before going to bed. He was awoken up by the sound of the dogs barking and the cows escaping. These are black Angus cattle ranging about 2,000 pounds each. So he says if a motorist had hit one of these black, you know, it was nighttime, they're hard to see, it would have killed somebody, so he had no choice but to get into his truck and drive through the field and try and chase the cows. They're saying no.
See, that's what happens when you have a zero tolerance kind of mandate.
Yeah, when you're a farmer, you're kind of on call 24/7.
Well, and he says he has no phone, he had no one to call, he just did the same thing he would normally do, even though he, you know,
was kind of
drunk. He went, you know, and that's just the farmer way. Farmers, you know, they're driving through fields, they're doing it all by themselves, not driving drunk the farmer way, but, you know, they're on call, like you said, 24 hours a day.
Way. Yeah.
Well, no, just being on call and having to get up at all hours and, like, just the situation's going on and you're all alone, you have no choice, you have to do it.
So. Yeah, and you have to look at it the other way. What if he gets out there and said, well, I had to bring my cattle, and then he hits a kid or something? Like, you can't know. No matter what the excuse is, you can't.
No.
Everybody give him a big round of applause. Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.